In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Merry Christmas and welcome to Bucks Beat Podcast, episode 77. This is a Georgia, Ohio State, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl national semifinal deep dive with Bulldog legend Eric Zier. As you know, Bucks Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. You're buying or selling up 400 or at Lake Lanier, Get Mickey and the GetMickey.com team working for you. Selling? Don't leave money on the table. Buying? Get Mickey and his team to help you find the property and give you their five-star service. Get this bulldog working for you. Call 678-341-7474, or you can go to GetMickey.com and get the deal done. The College Football Playoff Committee simply did not do the Bulldogs any favors this time around. Michigan, the number two team, got a way better draw with TCU, but hey, man, it's playoff time, and you got to expect to get a big challenge, and that's what the Dogs get facing a dangerous Ohio State team. So bring it on, man. Two big storylines for this showdown. And there's one on each side of the ball. Will C.J. Stroud throw for 500 yards and six touchdowns? LSU sure did some damage. And then will the Dogs run for 300 yards on that Buckeyes defense? Michigan sure abused them with the run game. They ran for 250. And make no mistake about it, this is a huge legacy game for C.J. Stroud. He's 0-2 against hated rival Michigan, will finish his Ohio State career without a Big Ten title. But you know what? A win over Georgia and a run at the Natty could cement his status as one of the all-time Buckeye greats. Let's start the big game breakdown on this side of the ball. Georgia's defense facing the Ohio State offense. The Buckeyes, they've had some injury issues at running back all season long, and they hope to get Travion Henderson back for this game. And even if they do, this is a team that is going to throw it 50 times, make it a track meet, and try to put up 40-plus on that Dogs defense. Ryan Day believes 40 is the magic number. Score 40-plus, and he believes the Buckeyes win. Can the Bulldogs' pass defense hold up? That's the big question. Buckeye scheme spreads the defense out horizontally with wide receiver splits, and that forces corners to tackle quick pass routes like the hitch. And then when you get focused on doing that, they attack down the field vertically. So Keely Ringo and Kamari Lassiter's tackling and cover skills, they're going to get challenged in this matchup. Stroud's go-to guy coming into the season, Jackson Smith and Jigba, is out. Injuries have wreaked havoc on this season for him, and now he's moving on to get ready for the NFL. However, Marvin Harrison Jr. has delivered a huge season for Ohio State, and he's become Stroud's big play weapon. Emeka Egbuka is the Buckeyes' other 1,000-yard receiver. That's right, they've got two. He and Harrison have combined for 21 touchdown receptions. Man, the Dogs have their hands full right here. It sure would be beneficial to have Nolan Smith bring in the heat in this matchup. But expect the beast, Jalen Carter, play a huge factor in Georgia's pass rush, and expect Kirby and Coach Schumann and Coach Muschamp to put together a strong, solid plan coverage-wise, and with extra time to prepare for Ohio State's elite passing attack, look for this Georgia secondary to bounce back from that disappointing performance against LSU. Joining me now, Eric Zier, legendary Georgia quarterback, and of course with the University of Georgia radio broadcast team. Eric, you got to be excited about this matchup with Ohio State. This is going to be awesome.
Boy, it really is. You've got two of the elite programs in the country, just storied brands that everybody knows and loves. And to see these two going at it with everything on the line, I don't think you could have a better matchup. When you're looking at two teams that we want to play in the semifinals at the start of the year, these are two that you put up, and lo and behold, it's exactly what we've got. It's going to be a fun New Year's Eve night.
College Football Playoff Committee didn't do us any favors. It seems like Michigan, the second-ranked team, got the better draw taking on TCU. Not that I'm afraid of Ohio State. I'm just bringing it up. It seems like we maybe got the worst end of the draw here.
Well, listen, I would tend to agree with you. Just when you look at how teams match up with Georgia, Ohio State is probably the team that we match up least favorably against. And again, to your point, that this football team has been in the battles. They are tested. They know how to go win football games against any kind of style that you're going to go play. So no one's going to run. No one on the Georgia sideline is going to run from any competition or whoever you put in front of them. We'll be ready to go. But I think you're right. When you just look at teams and how they match up, Ohio State probably presents challenges, and they've got talent and spots that we're going to have to be ready for, and we will be, but it's going to be a test for us.
Yeah, and we expect it to be tough when you get to the College Football Playoffs. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the Buckeyes quarterback C.J. Stroud, projected to be one of the top picks in the upcoming NFL draft. This guy can spin it, as they say. He's got some playmakers to get the ball to, like Marvin Harrison Jr. Does this have you concerned with our secondary getting picked on against LSU?
C.J. Stroud is a fantastic quarterback, and all the accolades that he's receiving, they're all well-deserved. He can he runs the football well. He throws it exceptionally well. He does have a lot of tools and talent that surround him that gives him help and assistance. But he's one of the elite quarterbacks. So no question, it's he's most definitely on the radar and of concern as we head into this football game. And then you look at the Georgia secondary. I think in part the reason that Ohio State presents some matchup challenges is because we've seen here, especially late, you saw it in the SEC championship game, a few busted coverages where we got exposed a little bit in that football game in the secondary. But all of those things where we struggled some in the SEC championship game, they're all correctable. It is. We took a couple of bad angles against cover as we were in cover two, as we were going to approach the football. Bad angles, allowing guys to get behind us. Those things could be coached up and corrected easily. So it's, I think any of the challenges we've had, they'll be addressed. We've got a lot of time to get, any of those kinks worked out. So we'll be ready to go. But no doubt that's going to be one of the key matchups is, can we keep the football in front of us, limit explosives, because LSU had a lot of them against us.
Yeah, it was the first time I remember thinking, gosh, we could really use Nolan Smith.
Yeah, listen, a part of that, to your point, a part of not getting beat in the secondary is you get opposing quarterbacks on the ground, or you make them change their launch point in the pocket. And we've been better late in the season and doing that. But we came out. You don't have a guy like a Nolan Smith that shows up at that point in time. We still have Buck, I think, ample talent to go get after the quarterback. I think what we'll see going into this Ohio State game is the Dogs get much more exotic with their defensive looks and schemes in order to help create ways to get pressure on C.J. Stroud. Very similar to what we did in against Tennessee. We have been very, very vanilla this year. When you go game by game in terms of the blitz looks that we've given and when we brought pressure, except for the Tennessee game. And Tennessee probably compares more to Ohio State than anybody else that we played. So I would look for the Dogs as we go through the next month to get the looks and designs on the defensive side of the ball that Ohio State's never seen, to try to create some confusion to help be disruptive in what they're trying to do.
Eric, so proud of Stetson Bennett and the season that he's had, been a great leader and captain of this team. He's had a tremendous season, as I see it, at the quarterback spot. And yet we still, you know, see a little pushback when it comes to the Heisman conversation. He's making the trip up to New York, one of the finalists, and here are some of the folks around the country saying he doesn't deserve it. And my first thought is, you're not paying attention to the job that he's done this year. He's been tremendous, especially against the best competition. He's not throwing it in the fourth quarter. He's handing the ball off if he's in there. The Heisman's supposed to be more than just about the stats, but if you really break it down, Stetson's got some very impressive stats.
He absolutely does. I completely agree with you, Buck. If there's anybody deserving, it's Stetson Bennett. And listen, you know, for when you look at the way we play football, offensively and defensively, we play football to win games. Not to go put up gaudy numbers on the offensive side of the ball or for any individual player. We are constantly rotating guys in. We're keeping guys fresh. When we get a commanding lead and we can go ice the football game, it's exactly what we go do. So you're not going to go get big numbers. And for, you know, so many of the people that are voting on the Heisman, all they know how to do is go look at big stat lines. And if you don't have those big stat lines, you're not deserving. But when it's crunch time, and in the biggest game, that's where Stetson Bennett shows up time and time and time again. He's a tremendous leader. He is a tremendous player. He makes plays in the biggest moments all of the time in very difficult situations. You go back to, you know, the Orange Bowl from last year. You go to the national championship game. You go to the SEC conference or the SEC championship game. He's the offensive MVP in all of those games. He is playing the best football in the biggest moments. He deserves it. It's a remarkable story. In part, it's that story because he was a walk-on and went to junior college and fought his way back. He carries that stigma with him a little bit, but he is one of the elite quarterbacks in the country, period.
Hey, I've been doing some video study of the Ohio State team, and defensively the Buckeyes obviously got gouged. Run over with the Michigan run game. They ran for like 250 yards. I know we can run it. So this looks like a good matchup on this side of the ball.
On this side of the ball, I agree with you. You know, if there's one thing that I'm starting to notice, and listen, I'm not watching every single game of Ohio State as we go through the year just because they're not in our conference, and you never know if you're going to go see them. But as I've seen them, you know, bits and pieces of them over the past couple of years, really, the one thing that does stand out is they have lost some of that physical toughness, right? They have kind of maneuvered themselves into a team where they're wide open. They throw it all around. And when you go practice against that every single day, you do lose. It has a carryover impact on the entire team and the physical nature in which the team goes to play. And you look at Michigan, that plays a very similar style of football to us, right? They want to be physical. They're going to play grown man football. They're going to run downhill at you. They're going to mix in and be balanced. Ohio State, all of a sudden, after dominating that series, now has lost two in a row. And a big part of it is because Ohio State has lost some of its physicality in their toughness and how they play. They are talented. They've got skill guys all over the place. But can they match what George is going to bring in terms of how physical they are in playing this football game? If they can't go match up, it'll be a long afternoon for that Ohio State defense.
I'm still always surprised when I see that Georgia and Ohio State have only played one time. This will only be the second meeting, and you know all about the first time, 93 Citrus Bowl. Georgia, you knock them out 21-7. You out-duel Kirk Herbstreit in that game. And I don't know where I was watching, but I saw some highlights of the game recently. And was the backup Preston Jones was your backup that year?
Preston Jones was, absolutely.
Yeah, and he looked like he was enjoying it more than you were over there on the sideline.
I tell you, that was a great week that really capped off a fantastic year in 1992. We you know, finished that year losing two football games by a total of 5 points. But we were just immensely talented. It was a close knit group, and you know, Preston was obviously one of those guys. He and I are still close friends today. But that was a beautiful afternoon in Orlando. It was capped off a great week. And you know, anytime you can go out and beat one of the best programs in the country, all things are good. And it surely was for all of us on the sideline that afternoon.
Eric, you had a great career. I can't have you on without bragging on you, congratulating you on the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame honor, the inaugural class. So we're talking about, you know, the first 40 guys in with the career that you had at Marietta High School. Totally proud to see you going in there, man. What were your thoughts on that honor?
It was a tremendous honor. It was a tremendous night. And you know, you know all about this. You know, any of those individual awards, it's really just a testament to the people that you've had around you in life, to your teammates that you've played with. You know, I was blessed to have Dexter Wood, who was my high school football coach, in attendance. He actually had a couple of guys that got inducted into that inaugural class. But you know, it's just a tremendous honor, and it's a recognition of all the people that have been around me. I know all the people that have been around you, teammates, coaches, family, just those that support you, because it doesn't happen with anybody just being on an island. It is this game, the game of football. It is the greatest game in the world, because it takes every single person on that team executing at high levels and having each other's backs and building that brotherhood and that bond to go have any kind of success. So it's a great honor to be able to represent all of those people that have come across my path in life. And I'm honored to accept it on their behalf, for sure.
And you're moving in now. I think this is the 16th year on the University of Georgia radio broadcast team. 16 years, man, it can go by and quickly. Keep up the great work, Eric. We appreciate you, man.
Buck, appreciate you, man. Keep up the great work on your end as well. I can't wait to see you soon, bud.
Great having EZ on, one of my all-time favorites. Now let's dive into the other side of the ball, where the Ohio State defense faces the challenge of playing some physical football against this Georgia Bulldog run game. Buckeyes gave up 250 yards rushing against Michigan, and now they've got to find a way to man up against Georgia and try to flip that script. Doing some video study on Ohio State, it was easy to notice several things. The Buckeyes' front seven, they're undersized, and they do not play physical. They're going to have their hands full with this Georgia O-line and the running backs, Kenny McIntosh, Kendall Milton, and Dejan Edwards. And at the same time, they've got to find a way to control Stetson Bennett and not allow his mobility to drive him crazy. And at the same time, they got to cover up go-to guy Brock Bowers. Now, this is a lot to handle effectively. This Todd Monken offense is as balanced as any offense in college football. Sell out against the run, and Georgia destroys them with the passing game. Focus on reducing big, explosive plays, and Georgia's run game does the damage. It appears as though receiver Ad Mitchell is now capable of making some big plays. Arian Smith is another big play receiver coming into this matchup under the radar. Jack Saint, Kyrus Jackson, Ladd McConkey, and Darnell Washington, as you know, are also capable of making some big plays in the passing attack. I don't believe Ohio State's defense is going to be up to the challenge in this matchup. So go ahead and look for Georgia to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Expect the Dogs to score and put up a big number. It's a great matchup, and I'm looking forward to seeing the showdown. We'll have more for you coming up on the next edition of Bucks Beat. That's going to do it for this edition. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Go Dogs!
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.